know, we get kicked out at 3:45. So. Sorry to have you drive around.
No.
Oh, yeah. Not quite a lot of perks.
All right.
No, we are.
Take two.
We're only about, okay.
How to go now?
20% of the way through. Okay, I gotta go. Okay. Sure. You bet. Bye.
Council members.
Ew.
If we went the way of not only seeking consult with our Attorney General, but to try to find some way to address the issues between the two Ohana in front of us, it will go beyond today. But the will of the five here, Chair will entertain the thoughts on how to proceed, because right now, well, you heard what preposterous idea I had earlier.
Madam Chair, may I make a suggestion? Right now, your jurisdiction is sort of following what Mana said, because your jurisdiction is to determine preservation in place or relocation. Okay. So if you take action on that, because right now the kupuna have been preserved in place and there is nothing.
Absolutely.
And then take no action on the BTP, and let SHPD consult with the Attorney General's office.
Mahalo. So noted. Thank you.
That was smart. Yeah. I'm kind of going, how do you hear that? Was
awesome. Yes, thank you.
I don't mean to take up more time, but I should have said this at the outset. I have no question as to their ability, the Aluli family's ability to malama ina kukina malayla mahalo. When we went, it was beautifully taken care of. There is no question in my mind as to the status of those kupuna in that home. That is not for me a question at all. They are doing as better even than I would have hoped to have done for myself were they in my own yard. That's not the problem for me.
Mahalo.
That's not a question. I'm not questioning that at all.
Mahalo. Let me begin with Chuck. Chuck, your thought in a nutshell.
Wow. There are a lot of issues here, and I think there's still room to come together and work this out between the two families. I think it takes a little bit of clarity and a little bit of common sense. I think we may be creating a mountain out of molehill. I see the solution here, but you have to work that out yourselves. And I like the idea that Mon, and that's why I'm really in favor of Mon's suggestion earlier on. We can vote on preservation in place and pass on the burial treatment plan to give us more time to work these issues out. That's
Mahalo.
It.
I third that. That was what you said. You second, I third. Yeah.
Mahalo. Mon, anything further?
Yeah, I'll reiterate what I said earlier. My main concern is just to make a motion, you know, to make the determination to preserve in place. That way we know, you know, it is becomes pala-pala that these kupuna are safe and preserved in place. And, you know, the details of the burial treatment plan, whether it takes another month or another 3 years, I mean, go for it. That's, you know.
I would also like to say is that we do need a meeting, in-house meeting, with the Attorney General, because I have some questions and I don't want to raise them here because it would take another 5 hours of discussion. So.
Okay. Mahalo. Vice Chair?
I just wanted to reiterate what was said earlier about aloha ikikahi kikahi. When you look into our olelo no iau, there's so many interpretations. Not just the three etikabena rope, but to each individual. Aohe pauka iki, halahoka iki. Not everything is learned in one school. So I'm going to be with you folks as well, supporting what Mana has put forth, that we move forward on preservation in place and then come back to the burial treatment. Mahalo.
Mahalo. So we shall proceed on simply determining whether we advocate for preservation in place or not. And that's all we'll act upon today. I can tell you guys, I'm not going to vote for preservation in place. Just because.
Just to be different. Okay.
No, just because. It's ridiculous.
Not for
Nobody should have to kulana anything malam with them. We'll fight. Go. No need aloha. Scrap aloha. Throw it out the door. It's ridiculous. Chair will entertain Chair requests those in favor of preservation in place.
Make a motion.
Mana?
Yeah, I'd like to make a motion that we make the determination to preserve in place all the burials documented within site 50-80-11-07984 within the TMK 14-3-028032. Preservation in place for all burials.
Second. I'll second that.
It has been moved and seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Want to oppose? So carried. There's no idea that, yeah. This is ridiculous.
Do we need a motion to defer? Are we deferring the
burial
treatment plan?
A motion to defer the approval or not of a burial treatment plan to a later date to be announced.
I move that we table discussion on the burial treatment plan until a later date.
Second.
They moved and second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
So carried. We do want to agendize. Well, we need to agendize this so that we can also make sure that we speak with our Attorney General as a matter of principle. Even though I don't necessarily think that any further advice is going to help us out much.
Well, there have been some points made out at
the burial treatment plan.
Yeah, there have been points that have been made in the audience here that have raised questions in my mind. I'd just like to get them clarified.
Yes.
May I request, rather than agendize, at least let us, maybe the families can meet again, or SHPD can consult with Deputy AG before we agendize again. So that there is no expectation that we're going to be coming back at any point in time. Not next month, but let us see if we can work it out again. And then we will put a request into SHPD.
Thank you very much, Mahalo. Let me just say, now I'm going to turn this narrative around. Do you really think that it will work?
I think that it
she
is
just
worth
said no.
It. No, I think it's worth with us reconsidering what our options are. Let me just put it that way before we come back to you.
Oh, okay. I need to say this. You can. You have a sharp lawyer on your side, and you two are a sharp lawyer and a champion for our people. You have helped to ensure that your voice of advocacy for the issues that impacted us the most, that your advocacy was right there. Your lawyer is going to bat for you. And thinking about the most narrow way to navigate this to address you. And you know that your lawyer was a part of the formation of all this. And she's going to bat for you. But I think that things could be done differently. So I ask your consideration, if you go back to the table, the ohana that you are now opposite sides of the table from, they don't have to necessarily be opposite sides of the table. There is still possibility that we Kanaka can hold hands. Look at what's happening out in Kahuku. Bitter rival teams, Kahuku and White Annihilate, go at it when it comes to athletics. But you know what? Who's the first one there to support Kahuku in this issue? White Annihilate.
Hey, yo.
Look. I don't think they mean to do you any wrong. But you got a sharp mind advocating for you. And at the same time, that would put the onus upon this council to make decisions that would have all kinds of potential impact. Potential. So if you guys go back and talk about this, maybe don't come back unless you guys can really, really do differently. Thank you for being here. No disrespect to anybody. Thank you for being here. You come back when you need to and when you're ready.
Mahalo.
Mahalo.
Thank you.
Mahalo.
Aloha.
Hina.
Well said. Here.
Well said.
She said she heard.
And 2 hours at the end.
All right. Ready for the next one? Ready, guys, for the next one?
See. Olomoua Kakoya, item C, Jack Brown treatment plan for SIHP. Site Lima Ole Valu Ole Kahi Lima Valu Valu Kole Lua Waikiki Ahupa Moko Kona Aino Ahune. CNK Kahi Kolu Ono Ole Lua Kolu Ole Ole Ono.
Do you need those?
This is a discussion and determination on whether to preserve in place or relocate Ili Kupuna addressed in the above draft feral treatment plan. Recommendation to the Shipki is to accept or not accept the draft burial treatment plan. Aloha.
Good afternoon.
Aloha.
Aloha. Good to see you all again. We've presented this plan before.
Right.
And as a result of our last meeting and the recognition of cultural descendant Ohana, we consulted and did another field visit and revised the plan, corrected a few typographical things that pointed out, and added the discussion of the consultation with Ohana's Ohana. And I don't know, I'll let him speak. I won't speak for him in this. He provided some input, which was valuable to us for the ultimate treatments, still preserving in place, and we revised how the lava blister would be sealed and concealed to make it look like the natural rock around. And that was a suggestion of the descendant Ohana that we incorporated into this plan. So I'm here before you to take action on preservation in place, which is being recommended, and provide any recommendations to the State Historic Preservation Division for acceptance of the plan. The one thing that was discussed last time, which didn't change much, was as a landowner, still keeping the possibility open for the community groups, not the descendants, but the community groups, to come up with a proposed purchase of the property to preserve the whole property in place. There hasn't been a revised development plan. Once the disposition of what is going to happen on the property is set, then a revised development plan will be prepared, but it will incorporate the preservation area that is being established here. So this will, the preservation will become inviolate and the planning will be designed around it. But if you want to be presumptuous of the plan, if the community could actually come up with the means to purchase the property.
So just for my clarification, 25-foot setback on three sides and then sealed in the front. Is that
what it is? It was 25 feet off center line on three sides.
Yeah. Off of center.
And then
on three sides, though, right?
The third side is all the way to the property boundary. Which,
okay.
Like,
so 25 all, and then
hundreds of feet. Okay. And then the front has got a minimal 3 foot. Just,
because there's a roadway.
There's a roadway that's right there, and there's infrastructure in that roadway.
And then the land purchase, I think the last time that was discussed was when we met here the last time. Is that right?
Yeah.
And what's the status on that?
There's been no proposals forward. And the treatment for the front of the cave was suggested that it gets sealed and like a gunite finish to make it look like the rock of the surrounding rock area, just to conceal it and close it. And that came from the Sarah's family.
That came from the where?
Monica's family.
So has there been any more contact with community people?
There was another field visit in which Mono was present as well, just to look at the property.
No other remains found?
There have been no other remains.
Councilmember Mono.
Yeah.
What would you care to share with us on this part?
Very similar to our last agenda item, there is two sides to this issue. There's the current owner who wants to build his cul-de-sac and houses there, and then you've got the Mana'o of the greater community of Wailupe, and the find of the Ibi Kupuna was a while ago, and my family and I originally put our recognition application in to Regina, and then when the community came out, I had asked, this was a while ago, I had asked Regina to retract our application in hopes that the community mm-hmm. would come forward in Malamara Ibi in their area. A couple months ago when you guys were here, Regina had mentioned that nobody had turned in applications. So my family and I had resubmitted our application strictly to make sure that the Ibi Kupuna was cared for. We understand that there's a situation now with the community, and me and my family, we don't live in that community. We don't have to see. We don't have to wake up late in the future if Kent has his houses there. So we're trying. We don't want to get involved in that, and we don't think the Ibi Kupuna should be the focus of that. And so our involvement is strictly to make sure the Kupuna is safe. And to be completely honest, we, as recognized cultural descendants, we kako'o the people from Wailupe. And if they need assistance or support, my family would be more than willing to. But like we mentioned, for us to go in there and get involved in and the struggles over there. Like Kumuhina said, you know, the Kuku thing, or rather the Sherwood's issue, that's a Waimanalo issue. People from Waimanalo on both sides beefing. We kind of really just insert ourselves there, and we kind of feel that way on this issue also. So we are, we support preservation in place with the easements.
Mahalo.
Right.
But what I just heard you say was that you're looking to the community to be able to
buy the property.
The community came forward and offered that as a possibility. You can speak more to that. Just like you say, my responsibility here is with
the EV,
and the burial treatment plan. The larger issues of developing that is not part of what comes with.
Right. Same here.
Mahalo.
Yeah, so I've tried to be very open with the community. There's been contention, but I've tried to veil myself. I really respect the passion of the other people. I've been very forthright with them and just said, hey, I don't own a home. I love that land. I would love to coexist there. I want to be respectful. I'm not Hawaiian. I've learned a lot. I've got a lot to learn. And so I've been very open from the beginning. We were going to remove the area, and it was clear to me that the right thing to do was to preserve the place. That became very clear early on. So we're not, the original plan had for a couple of homes there, which would be inappropriate. And so through the discussions, the community, you know, there's 18 months of discussion, they basically said, we don't want you to build on the land. I said, okay, I can respect that, but I've got millions of dollars in this. I don't own a home, and I just, you know, if you want to buy the land, I'll give the land up. I'll give it up for the tax assessed value. This isn't about the money, but it is in fact I don't have a home. And I do love the land, and I'd love to coexist there appropriately. And so we've been working for about 18 months, and everything I've attempted to do, you know, hasn't come to fruition. Probably what was devastating, that I heard what everybody said at the last meeting. I heard that some of these folks in the community knew about this in 2009 and watched us up there doing construction on the mountain and never said anything. That really bothers me. Anyway, I don't want to create more contention. I'm wide open, but I think what we really want to do is preserve in place, have a burial treatment plan, put this piece behind us. I'm more than willing to offer remains. I've been very forthright with the group, and I said there's two things. The financial situation is, you know, I could go bankrupt, and I've worked really hard my whole life, and I've been open. I think I'm a fair guy, easy to deal with. But at the end of the day, I want to do the right thing for DB, which we're trying to do, but I believe that we can coexist. So that's my position on it. But if the community could raise the funds, which is a tax assessed value, I would give it to the community. I just don't see that happening. There's been no move in 18 months. Now, if you have any questions.
Mahalo. Council members, any comment this far?
So basically, there's been no real change in your plan since the last time we met 2-3 months ago?
There was some change in the treatment, but it's still preserved in place. We modified the treatment a little bit to match with the coping dependence one in terms of sealing off the data.
But that was going to be a term extension.
Yeah. So,
that's changed.
Kapo'i Kaya'i.
Community, yes.
Thank you. I'm a member of the council, which has been meeting with Mr. Lankumi for, as he says, 18 months, with the objective that maybe this could be a win-win situation. And so to that effect, we have been talking with different agencies, different individuals, with the intent of somehow or other coming up with a proposal that's acceptable to both the community and to the developer with regard to taking the property out of private ownership and preserving whatever even women that have been found and all of those that are suspected to be there. In fact, there's at the last meeting we talked about a cave with kupuna, and that was identified by a woman who came back to this island from where she was now. So the last visit to the site was with the community and the developer to try to access that cave, but unfortunately the weather was against us. The terrain is very steep and there's a lot of overgrowth of cactus. So it's going to take some other visit and some more effort to make that happen, to identify other cave sites. So that's on the agenda. It's also very much on the agenda to move forward with the intent of taking the property out of private ownership. This is slow going. I don't have any specific report to give you, but I do know that we're working on it. We're working through our representatives to that end. One of the issues is, of course, the price tag.
Which is?
Mr. Unterman is citing the assessed value, but it should be noted that he filed a condominium property regime on the property, which created eight different, not parcels, because it wasn't subdivided, but eight different, not even lots, but eight different entities. Each one was valued by the tax assessment people at a considerably higher amount than would be if it were just one large property. In fact, some of the entities of the eight lots, let's say, it's close to the amount that the owner paid for it first bought it. So it's an enormous amount more. That being said, he's also put some money and some effort into changing the property. So all of these are considerations that have to be looked at, have to be considered. The money has to be done, and it isn't a quick process. But I should mention that in the last meeting that the community had with SHPD and DPP, council member of Tommy Waters' office along with his staff, the Department of Planning and Permitting said, in effect, that should the burial council and SHPD decide to approve the burial treatment plan, they would have no other option than giving him another grading permit. Right now, Mr. Unterman has agreed voluntarily to cease grading so that we could work things out. While we vehemently disagree that the Department of Planning and Permitting should consider this a ministerial thing and should go ahead and issue another grading permit, we do see that as a danger, something that would prevent all of the effort of the community from going forward. And so I just want to bring that to the attention of the council that the Department of Planning and Permitting is not totally on board with any of the plans that the community and the developer are trying to do.
And what does Tommy Waters say?
Tommy Waters is in favor of helping the community to take the property out of private ownership. So he is active in that regard. And so presenting options, talking about options, and so forth.
I have a question. Did you just say your community, all the folks, is slow at going to visit other sites, other caves? Did I hear that correctly?
Well, the one big cave that...
No, is that what you said?
Did I say we were slow at it?
Slow, no, you're going to go visit and look for other caves?
Absolutely.
Well, yeah, for me, what are you doing that for? Because, for what? What are you looking for the caves at?
Well, we just want this board to be effective and efficient. If there's four more caves, does that mean that there has to be another?
But then that too, for me, is intrusive. When you're going to look at other caves and you're looking for something inside and you might bother something inside.
I would hope not.
But no, that's my concern. Others shouldn't be looking. It's to me, it's niele.
To identify that there are sites, not so much.
Yeah, I don't know.
They were in the cave looking on our property.
Okay.
So.
We have one of our members who wanted to testify much earlier, but he has to leave. So can we have?
That's fine.
Please do. Hello, man.
Aloha.
The man you're sending out, Walupe and Mosala Island. Come in here, that's sharing you guys. Nearly is not nearly. They're scraping the mountain and caves over there. They're scraping all of it. The head was caves. So that's the part of what she's trying to explain.
Yeah, just call my Nao Valley, no? That's just my opinion.
Yeah, but then this thing right here, announcement of public notice. Waikiki is not Walupe. The borderline cut right over by Kikilani and Wailupe, fire station. That's our bar, Wailupe. Waikiki.
Okay.
So I just like to pick that up, public notice, back to whoever posts this. July 9th, 2019. Project started very before July. You gotta look at the time frame. This thing's supposed to be public notice before all of that. Before the project started. So the evidence will be showing everyone on the DPP and that. This project should have been looked over really sharply. Come from heaven, heaven, we. That's my lineal descendant.
Mahalo. Anything else?
No, mahalo.
May I ask him something? Is that appropriate?
One second. Before we move on, my question is directed to our archaeologist. How many consultations did you have with everybody who is involved in this community consultation?
I'm just counting up my answer. We probably met four different times, maybe five.
Isn't it a report? They have how many times we met?
Sorry, I'll look.
I'm not sure. No, in reports there's several.
And what did you say, Sam? Sorry.
I'd say we probably met four or five times.
Yeah, reports there's several. Oh, which is interesting too. So my brother brought the point that it says Waikiki, for the posting. I find it so odd that I'm not a professional either, but there was no mention by Lupe that not once in all of the things here. And that's like, why would you not want to put that up there? You're an archaeologist and do an honest posting and say by Lupe. It doesn't say that in there.
Did you know?
I mean, Wailiki is inside of Wailupe. It just does, like, not a bit. So it wasn't a fair posting.
Are you talking about this, or are you talking about
the notification in the newspaper?
Yeah. Oh, in the newspaper. Okay.
Yeah, I think it said well.
We have the same problem with COVID-19.
I mean, is that a common thing? Would you not want to do the most accurate information on something that's such a big?
Yes. My one question is, was there perhaps different documentation that you may have followed that you listed it as such?
No. That is a fair achievement that we received with Waikiki on the
bond. Yes, please. Anybody else who wish to call to sit with you?
I'm here today. I only went twice to the group meeting, and like Manna, I am not from the area, but because I'm involved in a lot of the cultural aspects of that area, East Oahu, we fought for Wailupe Trail, we fought for Kaniwai Spring, and all those other things. And in my time working at Shifty, I went through a lot of burial treatment plans, I went through a lot of preservation plans, I went through a lot of AIS. And I think that we're in agreement as a community group that preservation in place is what we would like. But we are not in favor of the barrel treatment plant as written, and there are several flaws in here. And coming from my work doing this, number one was it wasn't detailed enough to alert the common folk. I know how to look it up. I know how to do TMKs, and I know what those mean. But for a common folk person, it's very difficult. They see Waikiki as Waikiki and not as an Ahupua or Waikiki. So to have put a more specific Wailupe may have garnered more interest in the area. That's a maybe. I cannot say that. But when I was working at Shifty, that was one of the main things I always told, and I think that you would agree, I would always tell them, can you please look further? Can you please go out there and access the known descendants of those areas? There's the Mahele maps that shows actually who lived in Wailupe Valley. That should have been posted in the news. Families of Akamaha, families of Heva Heva, families of all these people should have been listed in there like they do in other notifications, yeah, so that it would spark an interest in the community to come forward. That was not done, and that I find to be very peculiar. And that actually comes from our side. When I worked at Shifty, we come from us to tell the archaeology firm, I think you need to do more research, I think you need to do this, I think you need to do more of that. So that was a signal for me that I found to be very peculiar. What was also peculiar is that the city and county did come before your board to admit that they lost the letter in 2006 that said that no work should be done on that property without an AIS done. It got lost somewhere, so no one found it, so DPP gave them the permit. But it's not in this report, and I think it should be, because that clearly states that there was issues on the property. There were oral history documentation of burial caves on that hillside. That was the whole reason for an entire AIS. Bob, was that entire AIS done?
No. Neither.
No. So that is the reason why the community is saying, well, then we're going to have to go and look and see if there are any more. Because before we found this particular one, there was nothing there. And it was on our site visit that we happened to come across it. That was by chance. So that's what we're trying to say, is that there should have been a much more detailed archaeological inventory survey done, and that letter proved that it should have been done. It should have been cited in here that maybe that should have been done.
Question,
Yes.
I don't know if I was here for that meeting. So the city came and said they were supposed to be.
I wasn't for that either. I didn't remember that.
You said 2006. So.
I came to the meeting in 2018 where they came forward and admitted that they had misplaced the letter from Shifty. That was written in 2006.
It was written by who?
Shifty.
So they lost the letter, but Shifty doesn't have a...
DPP lost the letter.
But Shifty has the letter?
They must have the letter.
Well then, should it... So all the city said was, we lost the letter, sorry.
Yes, sorry. Yeah.
And they didn't say there was no recourse?
No.
I don't remember it, but I wasn't here.
My objections to the burial treatment plan as it is written. The other thing is, historic of the project and vicinity, talking about the historical. Number one, not enough research was done, because what it's really saying in here is that really the project area and vicinity, especially Wailupe, was not of historical value, not like Wailaiki and his sites, all these other different places besides Wailupe. However, did they check the missionary records in the mission house? Because that's where I went to look for some stuff, and I found quite a bit of things on Wailupe itself. And Wailupe, watertight. Now what is that? That's not literal, that's a literal translation. Somebody just picking up a Hawaiian dictionary looking at it. But if you look at the mo'o that's frequent in the area, what does their tail do? It kind of looks like a kite. So it's a kite in water. It's the mo'o in the water. That is why looping.
Isn't mo'o like that eat kanaka?
Aye.
So what I'm saying is there needs to be some more investigation as far as the history of this place. This is not enough. Yeah, and also there were many land grants in that area too. As I mentioned before, there were other reports from oral histories which should be taken into more consideration than it is. It's being dismissed a lot more than it's true. Oral histories are just as valid as written. And we have to, and that is the reason why it is included in the law, that oral testimonies are just as, is one of those things that you can use as documentation. There were reports from communities, not of one cave, but many caves in the area, and many of the children were told not to go there because we didn't want them to disturb these. So, with that information, a full EIS should have been done just to rule out. Because they did a surveillance on their monitoring. They didn't find it. Nobody found it. We come up there, and we just happened to be there. Regina was there. Walk right past it as well. It's not that easy to find a burial cave, and that's the whole purpose. You don't want it to be so obvious. So anybody can hunt the cave, yeah. And right on the opposite end of the valley is a known burial because I went there when I was working at Shifty. It was also open, full body, with couple. So there, this whole area is known to have cave burials. Yeah. Now, he also mentions about the article in which these boys were in the cave and they found the canoe in the cave and all that. Okay, it says it in here, but it dismisses it. It's not along the property. Well, I'd like to know where that location is, because I'd like to confirm if it's in or out of that property. But that was not part of the consultation. So, consultation. It has always been my main pet peeve in reading burial treatment plans. The consultation has been also very poor. They do not reach out into the communities, as I stated earlier. There needs to be a much more concentrated effort. When I was in charge of this, I always made sure to go back and look at any records I had at Chipti. If I found any names in any of these vicinities, I would make sure that I would contact people, whether they were interested or not. Also, the long term, short term, I don't know if you folks have your map in front of you where it shows the actual demarcation of the preservation. It should be, and it should look like a map, like...
Last page. The one that goes over the house.
This one, yeah.
Yeah, doesn't it go over the two houses, the red lines?
Yes.
Yeah.
Now you have to know, now that burial is on the face of a cliff. Yeah. Where's the houses?
On the cliff face.
They're on the cliff face. You're not to deface that mountain again to put houses on there. You cannot build it back of that. So that means that's going to be a lot more grading of that hillside.
Is that setback accurate?
And that's what I'm saying.
Because it's over two houses, right?
I've been up there.
Yeah.
I mean, the lines go through the houses, right?
So that's why I'm saying it can't go through there.
So that plan...
It's a proposed.
It was the original. It's not the proposed. It was the original plan overlaid to show that that the plan's going to have to be completely revised, and this plan is not going to work. Mm-hmm. He's going to lose medical area.
There'll be no house.
And that's what the burial treatment plan says that. And the burial treatment plan also says that he's not wiping out the hillside there to build it. It's going to be a preserve.
Well, until those are completed, there should be no ruling today on the treatment plan, because that thing has to change, right?
The design of the development will take into account the preservation areas and more.
Yeah.
But it should be presented to the board. This is where your intentions are, not an etch a sketch, and then we're going to do some other stuff, and who knows what we're going to find. It's premature.
Yeah.
The day we went up there with Mana, it was pouring rain. It was the safety and health of the reason we didn't go up there. I mean, we're talking. In the interest of this project, you're just putting it in its vertical. we have the testimonies, there's, everyone knows, you guys know, you guys look at us like we're crazy, but you know there's all stuff up there. Are we just, looking for, like you said earlier, looking for one thing for no reason, but, we're trying to save the barrel cliff.
The areas of the cliff that are going to be disturbed are already disturbed. That work's been done. When I was brought in for the barrel tree plant, this place had already been carved up.
Mm-hmm.
And it was not considered an inadvertent discovery because this burial site was known by this group in 2009. Mm-hmm. So they reported it to SAPD, and SAPD said, okay, since you've reported this to us, we'll consider it previously identified as opposed to an inadvertent that was discovered during the construction work that they were doing under permit. So this group knew that this was there since 2009.
2006. It goes further back than that.
We were told 9
Yes.
So that's how we came here now. It was considered previously identified because it was reported by this group that they knew about it from 2009. And we didn't just happen upon it in the field. They had a photograph of it, that we used the photograph to find it.
So if I can ask a question then. I'll direct my question to you, Mr. Unterman. Did your archaeologist, Mr. Reckman, say to you that perhaps you should consider doing another archaeological, to do a complete archaeological inventory survey?
No, we had met with Shipke, and we were going by what Shipke had told us to do. He had combed the whole property, and we weren't disturbing the other upper areas.
And this, you met with Regina.
Yes.
And Alan Downer and Susan Lebo, and I asked specifically, should we do an inventory survey of this? And they said, are you going to be disturbing the upper part of the hillside? And he said, no. And he said, then you do not need to do an inventory. They directed us. Regina was there.
We followed what they told us.
You have that in writing?
I have that in Regina's monitor head.
Oh. Go ahead. Would you care to expound on that, Regina?
So we had a meeting at the Shipke office. I was the most junior staff president. The administrator was there, as was the archaeology branch chief. And the consensus between all Shipke staff was that no AIS was needed because they weren't going to disturb any farther into the hillside. That was the understanding at the time. So for those reasons, no AIS was needed. Then also the oral testimony was sufficient for us to label these as previously identified rather than inadvertently discovered. Therefore, the determination and jurisdiction as to treatment would fall to the OIBC and not Shipke.
When did that letter come to light then, the previous?
The letter didn't come to light until about 2018, maybe April or so, because...
So I, after you had previous, you had...
Well, I had gotten notification from the community that work had been starting in this area. They weren't sure why work was going on in this area. So because of that, I contacted archaeology branch and they went and looked through their repository of correspondence, found a letter from 2006, ironically from one of my best friends who worked at Shipke at the time. And then they were like, hey, DPP, don't you have a record of this? DPP said that they had misfiled it somewhere. So
can Shipke not then go back and say, hey, you gotta do that?
I think at this point, the consensus from that meeting was that there would be no AIS, but we would treat this burial as previously identified, and a burial treatment plan would then need to be generated, whether or not there is any further development on this parcel, to ensure that at least the burial itself would have adequate protection.
I mean, just for me, it's clear to me that consultation is inadequate, the burial treatment plan is incomplete, but what we all can agree on, I think, is preservation in place, right? Which is, which is similar to what we had before. So that's where I'm, in the interest of time, that's clear to me, but
that's what we're saying, is that we do approve of preservation in place, but the burial treatment plan is what we disagree upon, and also the treatment of the cave itself, because that would be part of the burial treatment plan, because there's differences of opinion on how that should be done.
You mean the front side setback?
Yeah, because also you have to remember that once you say preservation place, that's one item. Yeah, but then the burial treatment plan would then describe how that would be treated.
Right.
So that's what we're here today. We say yes, we want it preserved in place, but no, we need this more. And also, I think Dwayne is going to be claiming for cultural descendants and indigenous descendants.
My question is now to Mr. Unterman. I can understand that you have worked to be able to be in a financial position to do this development, whether you own a home or not. It's not necessarily here or there. However, is it your goal to have the community buy this property so that way you don't, so that way, because it essentially touches upon the boundary of one of the homes and it cuts through half of the other. So in other words, this would be a significant financial loss for you if you were not able to do what the original plan was, correct?
Yes and no. Yes, for sure we're leaving those two lots alone. We're not going to touch that. But we're going to refigure the rest of the property, the remaining piece, and look at, and this is what looked out in the community and said, kind of three options. I know two, we'll say two options. Buy the whole thing, or we just build on part of it and maybe have a bigger preservation piece. So I think there's a lot of ways to, if we can work together, there's a lot of ways. Unfortunately, it feels like every time we turn around, there's a protocol we're trying to delay the project instead of work on the solution. That's how it works.
My question is, why would the community be required to purchase this in their effort to preserve Irikupuna? Do you know that in our home, for those Kanaka, see, these are Kanaka burials, and for Kanaka to come from the history that we do, and to just be Kanaka in the 21st century, we're lucky we survived all the crap that's been our way. This has got to be probably, I guess I can't mince words, it's got to be the worst idea to require the Kanaka in the community to buy land as a people who are already disenfranchised from our own land. No matter which way it came, to be disenfranchised from our own land, now to, in an effort to preserve Irikupuna, and now to have to look to buying. Now, I am not sure, I cannot speak for these Kanaka, but the chair of this meeting is one of the people that live paycheck to paycheck. I'm one of the ones who's one paycheck away from houselessness. I don't have squat in this lifetime, which is neither here nor there myself. Hey, but if I had to think to buy a piece of property, if I couldn't even buy my own house in order to advocate for Malam Irikupuna, I don't think it's right. And neither do I think it's right to utilize the kupuna in that way.
That's not the intent. That is absolutely not the intent. I really want to make that clear.
Then why would you not allow this to be perhaps a place that the rest of the homes that you'd like to develop to be a quiet place of something just for the little community that you're creating?
Well, what I'm struggling with is there's 12 homes abutting my property. So I don't know why I'm being targeted. I'm trying to be respectful. Why am I being targeted? In 12 properties around my property can have a home there and live there in peace. And I'm saying, hey, I want to live there in peace with the kupuna, with the rest of the property, respectfully, appropriately. I'm $4.5 million of debt. How am I going to give it to the community? I can't do that. I'm not trying to leverage it. I don't want to sell it. But if the community feels that strongly, I'm trying to work it out. So the intent is not to leverage that at all. So I want to be really clear on that.
Which home is your home?
It's going to be any one of those. I don't have it yet.
What was so funny about
that? I think it's funny, and I know you know what. How did you get $4.5 million into this project when you bought it for $1 million? You already built the house on that, which you sold. How did, I mean, can you back those numbers up? $4.5 million?
Yes, I absolutely can.
How come? What was $1 million? I mean, just here. How did you get the $4.5 million that you spent in there?
Hello?
Yeah. Hello. Yes.
Can I may have a solution for you?
Sure.
Whoever approved your permit,
yes, you can't legally do that. I'm not sure. Yeah, I've never seen I agree. I'm the victim of the search, but I don't play the victim card. I'm not a victim. I don't like to be a victim. I don't believe in being a victim.
But right now, the EV Kupuna are going to be the victim because now, in order, well, that's. See, from where you sit, not necessarily. From where we sit, now we're looking at the determination of this borough treatment plan, recommending acceptance of the borough treatment plan, but that's contingent upon the context of how this would be, and that's not right.
I don't think we're going to solve this thing today. I think there's more information we have to get. And for instance, I'd like to see on this drawing right here, your footprint drawing of your units, if you could outline for us the area. I go kayaking back and forth there all the time out in the ocean. I see where your project is. And there's a big gray cut in the hillside. If you could, in a future meeting, next time you come before us, outline on the drawing the extent of your grading. You know, I know you don't grade up the entire thing, it's not all graded, but if you could show us a gray hatched area where you graded and where the existing Eevee were found in the little cave where they're lying, if you could do that, I think it'd really help put things in perspective for me.
There's an aerial photograph that shows.
But it doesn't show where you're going to put
and where the
aerials are. Yeah. No, I'm aware of that. But I'd like to see. So you've done most of the job already. I just want to see that overlaid on the buildings.
That's what we were saying. There wasn't a redesign of the buildings.
I can't redesign anything until we.
Oh, no, I'm not asking you to redesign them. Just take this one map here and show. You know, your grading plan, how does that relate to the buildings?
The grading's all been done.
Yes.
I know, that's my point. And I think the concern here is the damage has been done. I'm very surprised that the city allowed you to do this much grading without an AIS, but that's been, you know, that's water under the bridge. But I'm very surprised about that. I can't imagine anybody.
I wish they would have asked me to do it before.
Yeah, I can't believe that they wouldn't have, you know, and common sense. But anyway, if you could do that, I personally would really appreciate that.
Okay.
Motion to defer.
Can I do it?
Oh. Hold on.
Sorry.
All right. Community.
Yes, I would just like to acknowledge the fact that adjacent to the cave that we're talking about, there were two empty caves, which indicates what? It indicates that there might have been other resources down in there, other historical property in there. We know from all the stories from our valley of kids going up there and grabbing stuff and bringing in home skulls, cannonballs. And the parents freaking out and saying, take that up. So there's been, it looks to be funny that those two have been wondering about other caves. And last time we were here, we read an affidavit from Mrs. Dodge, who came from the mainland, visited Maple Street, and was happened to talk to Danny. And she said, you know, when I was a girl, I walked up there and I went to this cave many times and talked about the full skeleton, the open body of the cave, et cetera, that are up there. And that cave is further up in the site. And that was the cave that we were attempting to find on the last site visit. And all of this goes back to the years 2005, 2006, when the developer had a different plan for development of the site. And people got up in the audience. People wrote to Shifty, wrote to DPP and said, we are aware of burial caves on this property. You shouldn't be building there. That was in 2005, 2006 at community meetings where the DPP was present and the developer was present, and a particular individual whom I've spoken with, Dr. Wachi, talked to the developer after one of the meetings and says, don't you know there's burials on that? So there's no secret. It was well known. And, you know, shame on DPP for giving the permit. We agree. But we have to move forward from here, and we have to protect what might still exist on that burial site.
Thank you. Mahalo. Yes, Vice Chair.
Kaleo. Kaleo Pai.
Yes.
Nui ka mahalo yawe. Thank you so much, because me too, I found it very weak in research. You jumped from cultural history, and then you have that section, and then it says the contextual discussion also includes a summary of the findings from prior archaeological investigations conducted in the project area vicinity. And you have just today about the place name, and then you just have a little bit about the legendary account of Cavello, and then you go right into history. But I agree with you, yeah, that there should be much more research. If you go into the land, Commissioner Ward's, the Mahele, you find so much more. You're going to find the names of the brother's family right over here. The Kulian is going to be right over there.
Yeah,
yes. Yeah.
So as a Wailupe community, anything further that the Wailupe community is asking of the Borough Council today?
I just wanted to, you know, we had a similar project in the back of the valley when we had another archaeologist do an AIS. And you know, he did some minimal consultation, but basically when we met with the state, with Susan Lebo, that whole paperwork he did, all 57 pages, was rejected. And it was being told to start all over again, like you're seeing. It was just poorly written. It omitted so much thing. It was a lot of false information and stuff. And, I think I've seen almost a similar pattern. I don't know what it is against our Wailupe Mahalover, but it's the same thing. The report is so small that I read another one on the airplane, and it's like, you know, 75 pages long. It's the treatment plan is far, far, to me, premature. It's a lot of omissions. Not a lot of, you know, truth to it. The issue of the stuff, I haven't read a little bit there, that should be a fire right off the bat. And that's showing secrecy or hiding or something right off the bat.
Mahalo. Yes?
Well, here is our Wailupe. I live there also in St. Lawrence. And sorry, we need to defer on this very plant to the right before the Bishop of Okuna. It's one of the last up in the hills that we know about there. And when you're in a mountain, you're significant. If you come from Ali or families of the line. And the street name there is Kiai and Kahai. Kikilani. Kikilani was the EV inside a canoe, the babies in a cave. So that is very hot, that place. Yeah. You either gonna get sick or you go monkey is dead there. It's no good. They hollow over there for a reason. They like the view too.
But he like live over there.
So what are you gonna get sick or are they gonna die?
But he like live over there.
upon you guys to decide also in support of us.
But you are asking the Borough Council to not take action on this burial treatment plan today, correct? Is there anything else that the community is asking the Borough Council to do today? Yes.
We have a similar problem with caves on our side in Punalu, up on the hillside.
Mahalo.
And also Pohokaina. But the civil engineers came in and they capped those caves for us.
Mahalo.
And I think that it's a better idea to cap those caves because the Bishop Museum came in during the 50s and they ripped out all those canoes and caves.
Yeah. Mahalo. However, in this case today, we heard that the developer interest is to not only cap cave, but to sell cave to the community. Now, that's not necessarily, it's not, in the Western perspective, it's not necessarily a wrong idea. Because that's money, right? That's money. You are, I mean, one would be pressed not to think of that as one of your potential options.
But you know what, sure, time is money too, and we only got an hour and a half.
I don't know why you guys voted me back in as the chair. You should have been the chair, Ko'ola Olo.
I thought she was the old healer.
I want to show respect to Guadalupe, but we have other. I motion to defer.
Okay.
Second.
Yes.
The landowner didn't propose to sell it to the community. The community proposed to buy it from the landowner.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
For real?
Yeah. He wants to build a house.
To preserve it for everyone.
Well, thank you for saying that.
The community wants to preserve it. Yeah, that's what the community
is. So, okay, consult so you go our buy story, it. Become, and make put your names in for cultural descendancy, and that's Holomua. I think
that's the issue. He registers as a descendant. I will consult.
Right.
Wait.
Sorry.
Okay, I'm sorry. My bad. Forgive me. I thought that you wanted that. I stand corrected.
To add on to that, no responses to the public notices has been received. But that's because they're not only listing the wrong places, but even if you look at today's agenda, it's only the TMK and it says Honolulu. So
thanks for saying.
How would anyone, unless they memorize TMKs, have any knowledge about today or there's no process that's being offered.
Okay, so to address that issue, Regina, you agendized it as it was presented to you.
Yeah, as the title of the Brown Chamber of Land.
And you got
proper
in the notice.
Guadalupe
is
an E within the Aupua of Waikiki. The proper is Waikiki.
Or just call it Aina Haina.
So yeah, we call it Aina Haina, call it all the things, but SHPD requires that when we put this in, we put
the
name and the
district.
So it was listed as Wailaiki in the public notice that went out. It's not in Wailaiki.
Okay. All right. So
corrected in the
hold on. Let me ask the question. Regina, what can we do to address this, Regina? I know you got an answer.
I wish I did. I don't have an answer on the fly right now.
With that said, we've had at least 18 months of consultation with the community, and they know about this.
Thank you. What is your answer for this?
Okay. When we were doing it back in our day, the minimal requirement is a TMK and a Ahupua. That doesn't preclude you from adding in the ili to make it more specific to the project.
To make sure that they're absolutely clear on what's being referenced. Do you note that as what is being?
Yeah, no, understand.
Thank you very much.
I don't think there's any confusion at this point with anybody about where the property is and where it's located.
It's not for us, Bob. It's for the people who want to come forward.
Yeah, anyone wants to.
Do you do that for all your projects? Just okay.
Mr. Underman, what I recommend. Okay. Mana, you remain on the Kulana recognized the Senate, correct? Okay. Councilmember Mana has and continues to wear a duality of hats for recognized the Senate as well as being a council member. I do not. I am the council member from Mokokona. I am happy to come and attend your consultation meeting. Perhaps this can be better facilitated by hosting a meeting of pulling together all of the different community interests to have a very focused and specific meeting towards amiable engage for all parties. Perhaps you may, if Mr. Reckman, if you have good guidance for Mr. Unterman, so be it. If you need support towards that end, perhaps a reach out into the community. Is there support from the community to be able to interface with the two gentlemen here to help put that together? Kaleo, do you offer that support? Thank you. Community member Kaleo Pike offers the support to help you pull together a meeting and make sure that there's a better and more appropriate level of consultation to be done in terms of moving forward. What we will do, it would be very easy to say yes to something, but that yes to something is contingent upon community being well with this. This is already in the purview of the Borough Council without any AIS. And that was determined not by Regina, but that was determined by your bosses, correct?
Correct.
Did they ask you your professional opinion?
Because
they're not on the ground.
She was just wet behind the ears.
I was like the junior staff in the room.
But they're not the ones on the ground either.
Right, but sure. I did fight really hard to get the designation as previously identified in rather that, than an Everton. Yeah. Because I understood from the oral testimony that
was there.
You know, yeah. had been yeah. shared previously yeah. that this is how it should be treated. Right. Since we already had knowledge yep. of it.
Well, my point was that
I almost got overruled on that too, to be honest.
Chair,
okay.
Just
yes.
Just wanted to add one. It's clearly marked on the archaeological reports as hail. It's clear as day. And
okay.
You look at the first testimonies. They talk about, you know, the man sacrificed there, yeah. and it's all. It's not like we're just. I mean,
she has some wonderful information.
Yeah, it's right there. Yeah.
Okay.
You do your research.
So, with that said, Mr. Edgerman, you're the owner of a property of which you're choosing to develop. You knowingly will develop this. However, you have Ibi Kupuna there, and this place has a history of Ibi Kupuna and a whole lot of stories that go with it. That may influence where you decide to place your particular house amongst the row of houses. I feel, my personal and professional opinion, that if we move forward and do anything before you have further sit down and meeting, you'll walk into a bad situation. You heard what they said. That's for your health and your safety. So we don't want you to be unhealthy and unsafe. I don't think that, in all fairness, that this is a discussion for us to continue further today. We look forward, please invite me, 225-4123, you have my number. Please invite me, also invite Councilmember Mano, and we will come to your meeting to engage with the community. Community, please make sure that you know how you want to strategize. Have your own preliminary discussion on what you are going to engage them on. Anything else, council members? Did I leave something out? Yes.
You're deferring the determination?
Council member will take, will accept a motion to defer this decision making today.
I would just express my concern, having heard colleagues say that he might not be available for the next meeting if there's a problem, a clock starts, and I'm concerned that clock will run.
Well, we rescheduled our meeting, right?
Right.
We're looking at
rescheduling so that we can have quorum.
Yes, and that meeting is looking to be scheduled on December 18th, which is the third instead of the second Wednesday.
I have a last question. You know, in regards to the scarf the kids made with the Kiki and the Kudu and the Ba, which purportedly was at the Fishing Museum, would they not have the Northwest coordinates for that on file?
Maybe, maybe not.
Yeah. You know, talking about Northwest coordinates, the GPS?
Mm. Yes.
Because I've seen stuff on that Bishop Museum has that gives a Northwest. So, but they not, I mean, 1950 is not back, and they're plotting stuff in World War I with the same type of information. Would they not have a, because he said that in his report that the burial cave with the Ba'a, all the contents is, what was the word
used?
Distinct?
Perhaps, though, this would be best suited for that tailored discussion.
I was asking if you know if they
no,
do have
the I don't.
I can speak to other areas, even in the Kahala area, when people are developing private residences. they're going off of paperwork from Bishop Museum from the 50s, and there are no locator, nothing on that. So they just know Bishop Museum came there and documented Ivi Kupuna on the property, and there is no record as to where it is on the property at all. Yeah. So thinking that, you know, best case scenario, they would have documented which cave or, you know.
But I saw some
did. Some they do, yeah. West. Yeah. Yeah.
In fact, there were several. A lot of them had northwest corners on them.
Yeah.
That's why I was wondering why this came over.
I'm not sure. It's hard back there. I do not know.
Motion to defer?
Second. Chair will accept the motion.
Motion to defer?
Second.
Motion was made and seconded by Vice Chair. All in favor?
Aye.
So carried. We look forward to seeing you in a meeting that Mr. Ekman, I guess you will have the responsibility, unless so otherwise designated.
Okay.
By Mr. Unterman to coordinate. Ms. Kaleo Pike has offered to help be a liaison in other projects. The project proponent usually hires somebody, whether it's the actual archaeologist or somebody independent of that. That's been the lay of the land in other projects, but it's up to you on what you feel you need to do. The consultation involves meaning date and time. Usually there's something for people to have as their meal there, and you sit and talk. People on an empty stomach, not so good, but people who have eaten may be more calm when they engage you. So we'll see you soon. Mahalo.
Vice Chair, ask for a couple minutes. Bathroom.
Vice Chair. Bathroom break. 3 minutes.
I was hoping, I don't know.
You know, the people only have S, right? Gonna do all those.
Regina, come on.
Cut and dry.
Oh, yeah, it should be on the desk.
I think the quiet house.
Me, like. If we get to them. Oh, you mean the descendants?
Yeah, the boys. See how, you know, back in the 80s.
If many descendants, yeah, oh, yeah, came for it. Nobody came for Luna Lila.
So we have to go.
Right now is a good time because the is issuing the
previous
church. Because before that, because they're operating around the lights, the church don't know which people. So we have kind of switched that around to the it's not our fault.
Was it just the
that we don't know which box we put our
in? Oh, well, I have the coming in appropriate to say. My third great grandfather was. And she takes in all of the
The church still wants to build it.
I have tried with that church for years. They won't even give me a consultation because they're scared.
I know
Kaleo's been working on it.
The bridge goes back into another valley.